We gotta love one another, light of revelation. Love frees the prisoner, love is liberation. Love is what the world needs most, love's the sign that God is close. Love is the only way, yeah, love is the only way.
Welcome everyone to our Wednesday gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, and it's hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're so delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the label linked Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let us now join together in song with hymn number 460 from the supplement.
Living in the radiance of spirit all divine, every heart and nation is answering the call to a true salvation, knowing God is all in all. We are praying in the light of We are praying in the light of God. We are praying in the light of God. We are praying, we are praying, ooh, we are praying in the light of God. We are praying, ooh, we are praying in the light of God.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Fellowship Within One Mind. I shall be reading from the English Standard and New Living Translation version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Ephesians. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and he preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens and the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows in a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things. John. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. 1 Thessalonians. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Hebrews. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And Proverbs. People learn from one another just as iron sharpens iron. 1 John, we proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. Matthew, for where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Ecclesiastes. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone may be in trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Galatians, share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. Romans, when we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. John, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. 1 John. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. 1 Thessalonians. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. Romans. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him both. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Acts. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. 1 Peter. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Colossians. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. John, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Philippians, complete my joy by being the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and in one mind. 1 John. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. And anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but also be encouraged by yours. 1 Corinthians. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather be in one mind, united in thought and purpose. 1 John, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Romans, whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God. So let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. John, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, that which we have seen and heard declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. John, the first epistle. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one spirit, God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural commandment. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Man and his maker are correlated in divine science, and real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God. Scientific healing has this advantage over other methods, that in it, truth controls error. From this fact arise its ethical as well as its physical effects. Indeed, its ethical and physical effects are indissolubly connected. If there is any mystery in the Christian healing, it is the mystery which godliness always presents to the ungodly, the mystery always arising from ignorance of the laws of eternal and unerring mind. Art thou dwelling in the belief that mind is in matter and that evil is in mind? Or art thou in the living faith that there is and can be but one God, and keeping his commandments? The advanced thinker and devout Christian, perceiving the scope and tendency of Christian healing and its science, will support them. The explanation lies in the support which they derive from divine law, rising above the human. Let Christian Science, instead of corporeal sense, support your understanding of being, and this understanding will supplant error with truth, replace morality with immorality, and silence discord with harmony. Moral courage is requisite to meet the wrong and to proclaim the right. Mortal man, in obedience to higher law, helped his fellow man, an act which should result in good to himself as well as to others. If one would not quarrel with his fellow man for waking him from cataleptic nightmare, he should not resist truth, which banishes, yea, forever destroys with the higher testimony of spirit, the so-called evidence of matter. Wherefore, then, in the name of outraged justice, do you sentence mortal man for ministering to the wants of his fellow man in obedience to divine law? His earthly cup of bitterness was drained to the dregs. There adhered to him only a few unpretentious friends, whose religion was something more than a name. It was so vital that it enabled them to understand the Nazarene and to share the glory of eternal life. Stand porter at the door of thought. We worship spiritually only as we cease to worship materially. Spiritual devoutness is the soul of Christianity. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Soul and spirit being one, God and soul are one, and this one never included in a limited mind or in a limited body. The supposed existence of more than one mind was the basic error of idolatry. Mind is the divine principle, love, and can produce nothing unlike the eternal Father, Mother, God. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. Sin, sickness, and mortality are the suppositional antipodes of spirit and must be contradictions of reality. We can have but one mind if that one is infinite. The one mind, God, contains no mortal opinions. The children of God have but one mind. Love one another, 1 John 3:23, is the most simple and profound counsel. And you will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.